Again, the Chodesh, we're holding Ervin Samach Tes Mabez towards the bottom. Today's daf is Ervin Daf Ayin. We are continuing, we read the Mishnah yesterday on the first Gemara. We're going to continue to discuss this topic of Bitul Rishus, when people who didn't join into Erev, being Mevatel Rishus, and how does that work? And what if you're Mevatel the Bitul, so to speak, by utilizing the Chatzar, which is what Meir just asked before we started. And then we're going to have two shilas in today's daf, really. Amud Aleph is focused on a shila as to how does he have to be a person in Mevatel Rishus? Does he need to be Mevatel Rishus to each and every individual? Or is it sufficient to be Mevatel Rishus to all? That's the Amud Aleph, and that's going to be the whole focus on Amud Aleph, along with a Braisa with a Raya, and the Braisa has seven different dinim, very, very straightforward, but the first din is the Raya, but we quote the Braisa, and we elaborate the whole daf on that Braisa. And then the bottom line of the page, the Mori has another Shaila, which is when a person is Nifter or Shabbos, and a Yerush takes over his possession, so what happens over there, could he be Mevatel Rishus or not? Could a Yerush be Mevatel Rishus or not? That's going to be Shaila number two, and that'll be the shorter side of Ayin HaMabez. Let's see. So we left off by the two dots, around 7-8 lines off the bottom of the page. Nusle Rishus and Huma Tevein Asurin. We said if they gave over their Rishus, then he's mutter, and they're assumed. This is talking about where the group gave Rishus back to this guy, then Mevatel Rishus to him, so he's mutter, and they're usher. Now before, when he gave Rishus to them, he was usher, and they were usher, it was all us to carry, when he gave Rishus to them, he was usher, but they were able to carry from his house into Rishus, from his house into the Chatzar. He was able to carry, from their house into the Chatzar. Here we're saying that they cannot carry even from his house into the Chatzar. So, when they're Mevatel to him, they can't even carry from his house in the Chatzar, if they can't from their own houses, even from his house, and the Mar is bothered, why not? Why is that not working? Why can't they be to him like Archim, the same way he is to them like Archim? This is the idea that if a person is Mevatel Rishus, he's no worse than an Erech, Meir, to your question from before we started. He's like an Erech, he's a guest, he can still walk, he can still carry, he just can't carry from his house into the Rishus, into the Chatzar, but he can certainly carry from the other house into the Chatzar, and he could carry in the Chatzar itself, just not from his own house. So they should be like a guest as well, and be able to carry even from his house. Answers the Gemara, Chad l'gabe chamish avi oirech, chamish l'gabe chad lev oirech. One with regard to five. When one's Mevatel Rishus to five, so it makes sense. He's a guest. He's an oirech. Whereas we talk about five being Mevatel Rishus to one, that doesn't pass to be called an oirech. Five people wouldn't be, it's too numerous to be, they're all a guest by one. It's not mestaver, and therefore one of the shame of Oirach. Says the Gemara, Shmaimah, the Gemara assumes at this point that the Mishnah's cases were a continuation. Case one was they're Mevatel to him. Case two is he was Mevatel, or opposite. Case one was he was Mevatel to them. Case two is they're Mevatel back to him, but it's a continuation, case one and case two. Not separate cases. The Gemara asks, Shmaimah, Mevatel, Mechaz, Mevatel, he can Mevatel one direction and then go Mevatel back the other direction. Is that true? You can do that on Shabbos? Answers the Gemara, no. Hachkamar, Nasla Rishusa Meikara. Case number two is a separate new case. If they gave to him Rishus Meikara, who mutter ven asur, he's mutter their asur, meaning case one was he's mevatel Rishus to them, case two in the Mishnah is they're mevatel their Rishus to him, but it's two separate cases, not a continuation, and we have no riot to the shayla of mevatel ches mevatel. Again, we just touched on this morning, I think it was this morning, maybe it was Matzah Shabbos, but we touched on the shayla if we talk about a guest. So it's saying that a guest is okay to carry in the Chatzar itself, once it's Erev, and from the house of those who are mutter to carry into the Chatzar, that's also mutter. It's the person himself who relinquishes his house, he can't carry from his house to the Chatzar, but the guests do have that leniency. What do you categorize, how do you categorize a patient, Nebuch, a chayla, patient in a hospital? Is that categorized as a guest or as a resident? Right, a guest or as a resident, and once you figure out the dimbai hospital is, you can start to move up. What's the dimbai a long term rehabilitation or by a nursing home? A nursing home presumably would be more of a status of a resident. So how do you classify that status? The nafkamina, of course, is if they made an eruv in this. Let's say in the hospital. And there's a patient there, if he has the status of a resident, he's got to join the Erev. He's got to join the Erev. If he doesn't join the Erev, then you'd have a problem if he doesn't join the Erev. If, however, he's considered a guest, then it's not a problem. He's a guest. I guess once there's an Erev there, a guest could utilize the Erev. So the place can bring numerous reasons why he should be considered like a guest, not considered like a dyer, like a dweller. First of all, if the hospital has, it's fully at their jurisdiction to switch rooms, to put the guy from one room to another room, the chayla, to move him from room to room. Second of all, the hospital has they have their own furniture and equipment in these various rooms, so it's kind of like they still have bylaws over those rooms. Also, the hospital is preparing food for the people in a central location. And furthermore, there's discussion from the later Achmanin, from Yashiv, from Nissa Karelis, that the patient's right in the hospital is really not to dwell there. is right in the hospital to have medical care. Happens to be, it's normal for him to be staying there while he has medical care. But the all these other services, such as a bed, a place of dwelling, a washroom, whatever it may be, is only there really ancillary to serving the medical needs. And therefore, that may not give a status of a dayer. That is ultimately the psak, the Archa Shabbos brings from Rabbi Asher, from Nisa Karel Tzal, from the Gedela Paiskim, that is considered a guest, and therefore he does have to join in. This morning, someone suggested, I think Liza was joining us tonight also, I think Liza, you suggested it, but someone brought this morning, that maybe it was Yassel, that we have a concept of someone making an Erev, certainly by Erev, Tafshilin. We have a concept of making an Erev, being Mizaka on behalf, the Rav does on behalf of the whole community, he's Mizaka on behalf of the community. And L'chur, we discussed even Erev Chatzeres being Mizaka on behalf of others. So L'chur wouldn't be such a stretch to say, a separate Eitz, at least, to the tzad, it's an issue that the patients are considered dwellers, and that part of the Erev, a basic Eitz could be having an Erev done with Das to be Mizaka on behalf of them. Question would be, does that help for Chaylim that come on Shabbos itself? Right, a Chaylim came before Shabbos, that's great, but a Chaylim came on Shabbos, so Maisi is a dweller, he's part of the Chatzah now, he's part of this hospital, and would that help that Eitz of having in mind, does having in mind help being mezaka even for future people or not? Either way, the Paisim seems to say not an issue because we treat the chaylim in these hospitals who have it done like a guest, and therefore it wouldn't be an issue. Okay, says the Marvaiter. Two dots, four lines from the bottom of the page of Tzama Tassam Beis. Hayushtayim Asrim Zelzeh. If there's two people, they ask one or the other. Meaning, if it's two people that weren't part of the Erev, and they relinquish the rights to these two people, they ask one or the other, Pshita, Ocher was the Chiddush. They're not joined in Erev. What's happening? Tzricha, the Hadachah Minayu, Batle Lechavre. One of the two went and subsequently gave over what he received from the other members. They were Mavatle Rishus to these two. One of them, so now two people have the Rishus of all the other ones. One of them said, I'm going to give you, I can't carry anyway. We could carry, none of us can carry. Right now, we're both messed up still. So I'll be Mavatle to you what I got. And it still doesn't work. What's the shaykh? What we decided should work? Says my mother, Tamil history, I would think maybe it should work. Why? Because maybe it works as if it was all given over ultimately to the guy who has it all. And since he has everyone's rishus now, he should be able to bind it all together, and he should be able to carry from his house to the chatzar, and they would also be able to carry in the chatzar, perhaps, because now there's at least one person who has a full, they can't carry from their own houses to the chatzar, but in the chatzar itself they can all carry, because there's one person that has a full jurisdiction on the chatzar. Says the Gemara, it doesn't work. Why? When the other people in the chatzar were mevatel to these two, and these two didn't have any arrangement with each other, not an Erev, not an arrangement to each other. So there was a moment where they each had the Rishus from the other ones, and they themselves still can't carry. So to later go Mivata one to the other, it doesn't reawaken the ability for them to, for that one last person to be considered a single jurisdiction and to enable carrying, and therefore it's not going to be useful. The mission then continues and elaborates further. One person give Rishus to one or even to a few, but and a few can give to one, but you can't give to two people. So the Mar wants to know what's the mission elaborating with these words? What's the chiddush of these words? We know you can vat Rishus. That was clear. Mar says, the fact that one person can give over Rishus, we know that. The fact that one person can take Rishus, he can accept Rishus, we also know that, Tanina as well. The Gemara says, you're right. That line was really a setup for the next line of the Mishnah, which is the Seifa. Seifa Tzuchlei, Shnayim Naisim Rishus. The Seifa says two people can give Rishus, but two people can't take Rishus. Two people can't accept Rishus. Says the Gemara, so we need for the Seifa, Shnayim, that two people can give Rishus. We know two people give Rishus. The same way one person can give Rishus, we know two people can give Rishus. We know that works. What's Vaiter? We already picked it up from the earlier part of the Mishnah. What is the chiddush there as well? Says Gemara, Ma'u Detema. I would have thought Ligzer top of Ayin Amnalf Ligzer Dilma Asla Vatuli Kamash Falan. You're saying in the next line of the Mishnah, the very next line, two people can give rishus, but two people can't accept rishus. Meaning two people who have made an arrangement. To be very clear, two people that may have an erev between each other and other members of the chutzner who did not join the erev, but they're mavat rishus to those two people. That does work. That would work. But two people who did not make an arrangement when others come and mavat rishus to them, that does not work. So the chiddush is, just like two people who are accepting bit the rishus from others, and they haven't done anything with each other, it doesn't work. Maybe we wouldn't allow two people to be mevato rishus either, like a gzera onto the other case. Kamash malon, we don't make that gzera. Kamash malon, we say it's still going to be okay. The case where two people, multiple people are mevatel, that works. The case where you have multiple people accepting it, and they haven't made an arrangement between themselves, that will not work. Okay. Zakhtimar, now we're going to get to the the big shayla. Veina of the whole Veina lin rishus. So the next part of the mishnah says that you cannot take rishus. Two people cannot take rishus from others. Again, when having an arrangement. Lamali, this is mamish extra. Lamali, Rashi elaborates. Look at the second Rashi at the top. Hatarnalei hayishnayim eisen zelzeh. You already said explicitly when two people do not make arrangement between each other and they're accepting from others, they asr on each other. So what are you saying further in the end of the mishnah that two people can't accept? Even that last line is already something we know. Says Amar leitzricha afagav da amar leikni amanas laknes. So even though they said to each other, even though one of them said to the other one, one of them that's being mevatel zeshus to these two said to there's Reuven and Shimon, let's say, who are accepting it. They're the two who they didn't make an error of either between each other, but they're accepting the bitter zeshus from the others. And one of them says to Reuven, let's say, you accept it, and on behalf of Shimon, or amanas to give it to Shimon. Say better. Accept it, amanas to give it to Shimon. Even that doesn't work. Now, that doesn't work because Lamaisa, it wasn't a full shlichas. We're going to see later, we'll be medayka later, we'll touch on it later in the daf. But when there's a full-fledged shlicha, seemingly, that would work. We'll get to it in about 10, 15 lines. But when you actually made Reuven a shliach to give it to Shimon, that seems to be a diak later. Again, it's not clear in the Gemara, but it's the medayik for the Gemara. That seems to be a woodwork. But anything short of an outright shlichas in the bittel, if you say, I'm giving it to Reuven, amanasity further gives it along to Shimon, that will not work. That's the chiddush of that last part, and that the Mishnah says that when you give it to two, it doesn't work. We already know that to two it doesn't work. The chiddush doesn't work even if you give it to two with the intent that one's going to give it to the other. Still, it doesn't work again unless you do a mamshu shlichus. We'll circle back to that. So here, when I mentioned a moment ago, here's the question of the Amud. It's really this line. So Abaye asked Rabba. We have bittel rishus. We have a case. We have a bunch of people in the chutzner to remind ourselves, and it's going to be the case of here as well. The classic case of this mesechta for some reason, whenever you talk about a chutzner, is five dwellers in the chutzner. Totally lavdafka. It's just an example that the Gemara consistently brings. We quote it from Yosef Engel from the Asman Deraisa that he brings over 20 places in the Masechta that he uses this arbitrary number, Chamisha. So let's look at that number. So you have five people dwelling in a chutzner, and they didn't make a proper adjustment. So or let's say better, four of them made a proper adjustment. Four of them made an Erev. Four of them made an Erev. One person didn't join the Erev. He didn't join the Erev. So what does he have to do? He has to be mevatel rishus, right? He can't join an Erev on Shabbat. It's too late. He can't, let's go with the tzad. He can't do schiris by yid. Let's go with that assumption. It's a machlekes. Let's go with that tzad. He can't do schiris by yid. So what does he have to do? He has to do a bit of rishus. When he's mevatel rishus, Abaye asks his Rebbe, asks Rabbah, when he's mevatel rishus, does he have to mevatel rishus to each and every one? I'm mevatel rishus to you, and to you, and to you, and to you. Or does he just, could he say to one of the people, Erev, they're in Erev, say to one of them, I'm mevatel rishus to you, and that works as if he's mevatel to all of them. That is the shayla. Boy, mine, Rabbi Mirabba. Chamisha shurim, shurim, chatzar echad. Five people dwelling in one chatzar. Shakach amen, echab ebel Erev. And one of them forgot to join into the Erev. Kishu mevatel rishus, when he's mevatel rishus, shakach mevatel echab echad. Does he have to mevatel to each and every one? Or I lie. Or no, it's sufficient to vatel to one of them, and that works for all. Amar lei, Rabbi said back, tzarech levatel chalechem echad. Rabbi says back, you have to vatel to each and every one. It doesn't work. You can't vatel just to one. You have to vatel to each and every one. Abaye is going to quote a brisa which has seven dinim. Again, quite straightforward. Seven dinim, but the rai is going to be from the first din. Abaye is going to try to bring a rai that not like that. That being mevatel to even one is sufficient. But before you get to Abaye's rai, Rabbi is saying, you need mevatel to each and every one. Being mevatel to one of them does not work. How much does it not work? Meaning, the four of them have an Erev. They made an Erev. But there's a problem. There's a fifth guy there in the Chatzur who didn't join an Erev. But we know if a fifth guy in the Chatzur, any one person joined the Erev, messes up the Erev for everyone. He then went to this fifth guy, and he was Mevatel, the non-Erev guy. His Mevatel was just to one of them. Could that one guy at least carry? Does it work at least for that one guy? Because that one guy, he's a recipient of the Bittel. He's part of Erev with the other four. He's a recipient of the Bittel from guy number five. And therefore, maybe now it should work. Or do we say no? Do we say no? That Lamaisa, once it doesn't work, the bittel of this non-Erev member, his bittel rishus, it doesn't work to one, on behalf of all, it doesn't work for that one either. That is a shayla, it's a machlekes in the Rishayim. Rashi and Vavim Beis and the Rashman of Eitz Kodesh say, it doesn't work even for that fellow. Even for the person that the recipient of the bittel, since he's only one out of the five, out of the other four that are part of the Erev, and the other ones didn't get the bittel, he's part of Erev with them, they didn't get the bittel and he got it, it doesn't work, the mechanics don't work, and therefore the bittel rishus works for no one, no one can carry in that chatzar until he's mevatel rishus to everybody. Rabbi Parents argues says that no, that one guy, he argues says, or I should say yes, that one fellow is able to is able to carry. The one fellow, he lucked out. The person was mavato just to him. Itaka doesn't work for the entire heir of group, but for the one guy who was mavato too, the bittel does in fact work, and he would be able to carry. Interesting machlekes for Shainim. Again, all going in the tzad, and it's all going according to Rabbi that says a bittel to one doesn't work. How much doesn't it work? Does not work at all, or it doesn't work for the other ones, but it works for the one who's mavato too? That's machlekes Rashi and versus Rashi and Rashba versus Rabbi Paris. Another point of discussion. Over here is, when we talk about being mevato b'shus t'kolach avechad, what does that mean? How specific does the wording have to be? Does it have to be, he says, I mean, the way the example I gave before was, I'm mevato to you, and to you, and to you, and to you, he specifies and talks directly to each one? Or is it sufficient that he says, I'm mevato to kolchem? He lumps them together, but it's clearly saying it to all of them, that's also good enough. As long as he just not mevato to a singular person. That is a shayla. So Tor points out that Rashi and Daf Chavav is clear that you could say kolchem. Kolchem works, kolchem does work. Even though Rashi was machmer, so to speak, saying that when it goes to one, it doesn't work for anybody. But if you say kolchem, if you say kulchem, a single lashon of kulchem, you don't have to say to you and to you and to you and to you, that works. The Miri argues, says no, you need to be a separate declaration to each one, to you and to you. It could be shlichus maybe, you know, it may not each one person to be there, that gets a different shayla, but the point is you need to be a separate declaration for each one, that has to be for you, for you, for you, for you. That's the Miri arguing on Rashi. Taz is medayik from Rambam, on a totally different logic, not because of his machlekes Rashi and seemingly Miri, whether kulchem is not specific enough. The Taz is from Rambam on a different notion that kulchem doesn't necessarily mean all. Kulchem can often mean roiv of you. There's discussions on this diik that the Taz has in Rambam that by gittin, l'chara, we'd say kulchem does mean all, by edus, so it's not so pashut where we make this application, but the Taz, l'maisa, is medayik from Rambam, for Shulchan Aruch, that they take the approach elsewhere, that kulchem doesn't mean all, so kulchem wouldn't work anyway, for a different reason. Not because it's not specific enough, because kulchem doesn't necessarily mean all. Roiv out of a group could be kulchem too, and therefore in this case, roiv wouldn't work. You need all, and therefore kulchem wouldn't work here for a separate. So it comes out, according to Taz, according to Rambam, Kulchem doesn't work. According to Meiri, Kulchem doesn't work. According to Tur, Rashi, Tur brings from Rashi, that Kulchem, Rashi Nef Chavav, that Kulchem does work. Okay. So let us see now the Braisa. Let us see now Braisa Durai. Yes. I like that you raised your hand, Dersh.
I don't want to interrupt you.
Very good. No, it sends me a note that you raised. Yeah.
Again,
so we're going to bring a raya now to our shayla. Do five people? Rabbi says five people need a separate bittel to each one. The person needs to be vatal to all of the other five, the four other partners in the group. Whereas Abaya is bringing a kasha raya for this brisa. That's not necessarily so. Ace face says Abaya for the following brisa. We're going to list each din. We'll go back. We'll focus on the raya and then we'll focus on the brisa itself. Ace face. Din number one. Echad shle iriv neisim shus lechad shiriv. A person who was not part of the Erev, he's mevato shus to one who was ma'ariv. Now, by definition, one who is ma'ariv means, but Erev means he needs another person. He can't make an Erev yourself. He needs another person. So it means, we're talking about a case, one person was not joined into the Erev. He's mevato shus to a person who was joined in the Erev. But the person joined in the Erev has other people that are in the Erev with him. And what's the lashon of the Braisa? He's mevatel to one person of the Erev. Sounds like you can mevatel just to one of the other group, and you don't need mevatel l'chol echad v'echad. That, by the way, we can really stop here. The Braisa has six more dinim. We don't need the six other dinim. I mean, some of them will come up in the deflection, but we don't really need the six other dinim for our raya. For raya purposes, Abaya's raya is from this first line, and the Mer will address it right after we read the other six dinim. Din number two. Shnayim she'irvu neisim rishus on lachad shel Erev. Two people that made Erev can give rishus to one who did not make an Erev. Again, so that's ironic. Two people that did, they were proactive, they made an Erev, they can choose to be Vata Rishus to the one who did nothing, who didn't join the Erev. Din number three, Shnayim Shleirvu, Nais Rishus, Lashayim Shirvu. Furthermore, two people that did not make an Erev, they came in Vata Rishus to two people that did make an Erev. Or again, two people that didn't make an Erev, before we end case number two, is two people that made an Erev were mevatel to one person that didn't make an Erev. Case number four is two people that did not make an Erev are mevatel to a third party who didn't make an Erev. Basically, no one made an Erev. Three people in the Chatzar, two who didn't make an Erev, are mevatel to just the third who didn't make an Erev. That's case number four. All these cases so far are working very, very, pretty straightforward. The Mara is actually going to explain what the Chiddush is in these various cases. Case number five, Avleyachot Sha'irev, Nais Rishus Lechot Sha'irev. In a case we have a person who did not make an Erev, he cannot give Rishus to another one who did not join into the Erev. So if you have two people who didn't join an Erev, Avaleichet She'irev, a person who joined an Erev, he cannot give Rishus to the one who did not join into the Erev, because Lamaisa, this person who joined an Erev obviously has other people with him in the Erev, and the one person without the Rishus alone is not enough to the other person who didn't join the Erev, you still have the other guy who was part of the Erev, who's not included over here. That's the number five. The number six, the number five will actually be very key. It'll come up in the Gemara's deflections. We'll see. Vein Shnayim, She'erevu, Naisin, Rishus, L'Shayim, She'erevu. Similarly, two people who made an Erev cannot give over their Rishus to two people who didn't make an Erev. That's like the issue we started tonight, based on the Mishnah. Two people didn't make an Erev, were left out. They can't be the recipients because even whenever they receive something, they're still stuck. They have no arrangement between the two of them. And therefore, the two people, let's say, made an Erev by giving over two people who didn't make an Erev, they're giving over to a situation, the Mivatal situation, where it's still stuck. And lastly, Ein Shnayim Shel Erevu, certainly two people that didn't make an Erev cannot give over an Eisim Rishus L'Shayim Shel Erevu. If two people that made an Erev, they already made an adjustment, they can't give over to some, two people who don't have an Erev. Two people who didn't make an Erev cannot give over to two other people in the same Chatzah who didn't make an Erev, because again, you're still stuck with the same problem. Bitta Rishus works, but it's not going to work for people, two people that are not joined together. Bitta Rishus to those two people will not work. The Gemara is going to ask what the Chiddush in those cases are, and we will circle back to a Chiddush about even when you're doing it Almanas to give to the other one, like we had before in the Gemara we said in our Mishnah, we're going to say a similar Chiddush in the Braisa. But let's see first our Raya Shaila. Again, our Shaila was, Rabbah said that when one person is Mevatel to a group in the Erev, he's got Mevatel to each one. It's not sufficient Mevatel to one of them. Yet our first line of the Braisa seems to be a Raya like that. It says, Abaye, Ketani Miyas, look at the first line of the Braisa. Echash Erev, one person who did not join the Erev, nice Rishus, he can give over his Rishus, he can Mevatel Rishus to one person who's part of an Erev. Now, how's that working? L'chayre, the person is part of them. Hechadami. If there's no third party there, if the person who made an Erev doesn't have a second party with his Erev, so Arev, who do you make an Erev with? It must be that the person who made an Erev has a partner in the Erev, so you have at least two people in the Erev. You have one person who's out of the Erev, and he's being Mevatel's Rishus, the person who's not part of the Erev, to one of the members of the Erev, and it's working. We see you don't have to Mevatel L'chayrech. L'chayre, it's a very stark araya. It's in a simple reading of the Braisa. Uktani, to one of the people made the Erev, you can do Bittel to one of them, to make one of them the recipient, and that works. And the idea of Lachar is he works on behalf of the whole Erev. The Erev becomes one group, so he mevatel to any one of those guys. It works for the whole group, and it works. Lachar Abaya is not just being a Raya. It seems like from the Shagav Tai of the Gemara that Abaya is arguing on Rabbah. Abaya asked the question, Rabbah gave an answer. Abaya is being a Raya from the Braisa, but we see from the whole context of the Gemara seems to take the notion that Abaya is going to be arguing the tzad that a bittel to one of the group members of the group is sufficient, not like his Rebbe, not like Rabbah. So Rabbah deflects, Rabbah says, the case must be serious, as we like to say. It's a very serious akimta, a serious scenario. The scenario is, well, you're right, there was originally three people, at least. There was originally three people. One of them didn't join an Erev. Two of them joined an Erev. One of the members that joined the Erev, Nebuch, passed away. And he doesn't have anyone that took over his slot yet. So he passed away. No Yashua close by. We'll see more about that later in the Gemara. But one of them passed away. So now when the guy who didn't join the Erev is being Mevatel, he's Mevatel to the one that's around, and that's sufficient. But you're right. Had the other guy been around, he'd have to be Mevatel to both. Had the other guy been around, he'd have to be Mevatel to both. Okay. Says the Gemara, Ida Havi Omeis. If, by the way, just to realize you're addressed now, it's going to be the Gemara's next shout at the bottom of the Amid. When a person dies, the Gemara's focused on what the Yerush could do, but what about what the father, if the father joined into Erev Bechayev, what's the status? So the Gemara, it's going to be clear from Rashi at the bottom of the Amid, last Rashi of the page really, if I remember correctly, and the bottom Taisers, that's for sure, that's pretty clear that if the person who joined the Erev before Shabbos and then died, right, subsequently he died on Shabbos, then the Erev still works, even though he's no longer in the picture. We don't say the Yerush that comes in his place didn't join the Erev, and therefore it doesn't work. We say that for sure the Erev works. The Shadli Gemara is going to be is the other way. When a person dies and he wasn't joined into an Erev, what could the son do as an adjustment if he only inherited, only took part, only became a Bailam, only became involved on Shabbat itself? That's going to be the focus of the Gemara on the Baal Melamed. But the person that died will certainly not, he's not going to negatively affect the Erev. So the Rabbi is saying, in that case, all he needs is a Bittel to the one remaining guy in the Erev, and it's good. But had there been two people alive, you'd have to do a Bittel Chalachav Echad. Says the Gemara one second. Idav Ameis, Emes Heifel. But if the case is where there are two other people in the Chatzar doing an Erev, besides for the guy who didn't join the Erev, there's two other people, and one of them died. So let's look at the Seifa. Aval Ein Echad Seifa, when we talk about Seifa here, we're talking about case number five. Aval Ein Echad Sheirev Neis Meshus Lechash Leirev. One person who joined the Erev cannot give over Meshus to one who didn't join the Erev. Now, Ihavi Umeis Amai Loi. If there was a third party, but the third party died, so who's left now? Really? Just these two guys. Just the guy who's remaining from the Erev pair and the other guy who didn't join in at all. So why can't he give it over? You only have two people left. Everything should be good. Elipshi to these, it must be still around. That's the problem. Umid the Seif Isay, Reshadami Isay. From the fact that I was saying in case number five, the two partners of the Erev are still alive, they're remaining, wouldn't it make sense that it's parallel? The first case of the Bais also, in the similar scenarios, talking about where both parties of the Erev are still alive, and we're saying that the one who's being Mevatel Rishus to the two parties who are in the Erev can be Mevatel to even one of them, and a still sufficient, and you back down the Araya to Abaye. Says Mer, Rabbi will say back, no, me the Iria. Who told you, why does it have to be that way, that the first case and the fifth case are completely parallel? Hakadisa, Hakadisa, let each case be understood on its own legs, in its own situation. Meaning, the Reish could be talking about a case where the third member of the Chatzar, second member of the heir of Nebuch, died, and the Sefer, case number 5, is talking about everyone still alive, and he brings a proof that he can understand the Brayis this way. Teda, the Tani Sefer, the Reisha, because the Sefer, the Reisha is complicated. Remember, we had 7 cases. So Sefer, the Reisha, over here, is referring to case number 3. The Tani Sefer, the Reisha, Ushnayim, Shlei Irvu, 2 people didn't make an Erev, Nice, Rishas, Lushnayim, Shlei Irvu. 2 people didn't make an Erev, can give over, they can vat the Rishas to 2 people that made an Erev. Now, make a deal. Lushnayim in, Lechaloi. It's mashma that when they're giving over their rishus, they're giving over to 2 people that made an erev. Why both? According to Abaye, give over to 1. Why do you have to give over to both? Just give over to 1. The two people who didn't make an erev, let them both be mivatel their rishus to 1 of the erev people, 1 of the erev group. And when you mivatel to 1 of the group, it's good for the whole group. Why do you have to give it to both? Chayr to raya to rabba. L'shtayim in la'chaloi. You got to do dafka to 2. Dafka to whoever's part of the erev, and not less, not 1. You got to do it to each and every individual who's part of the erev. Now the fact that the Gemara is saying an answer for Abaye, this is what I was referring to before, where it seems to be that we're not just learning Abaye is trying to be a raya for the Baisa. Abaye seems to have held that way, and now we have to defend Abaye. Abaye says that being mevatel to 1 is sufficient. Taka, why is the case that we're saying you mevatel lishnayim to 2? Let him just mevatel to 1 of the 2. In a case, again, where the 2 are part of an Erev, any one of the 2 should be fine according to Abaye. Says the Gemara, even 1 out of 5, if they're all part of Erev, should be fine. Abaye, Amar Abaye will tell you, my lishnayim, what does lishnayim mean? Liecha mishnayim. You're right. Meaning, because it works to mivatel to 1 out of the 2, you have 2 people in the Erev, be mivatel to any one of those 2 is sufficient on behalf of the Erev group. So when it says l'shnayim, it doesn't mean that you mivatel directly to each one of the 2 individually. You mivatel to the 2 of them. How? By doing it to 1. That's what it means. My l'shnayim means lechem l'shnayim. Iyach, the Mara still bothered. If that's the case, listening le'echad sh'iriv or le'echad sh'iriv, the lashon should still be to one of those who made an Erev or to one of those who didn't make an Erev. Let's not forget, by definition, once you say the lashon of Erev, you know it means a person who's part of a bigger group. So why say the word l'shnayim? Say le'echad sh'iriv, that should have been good. Or le'echad sh'iriv, kash the Mara says, takan lashon shver. According to Abaye, that nuance, that lashon is still shver, according to Abaye. But we still, l'chayru, we'll leave with the machlekes, Abaye and Rabba. Rabba says when one is mevatel rishus to the people of the chatzar, one who didn't join the Erev, is mevatel to the members who joined the Erev, Rabba says God has mevatel to each and every one. And we have machlekes to show them whether they need kulchem, or whether it's sufficient, whether kulchem is enough, or whether you have to say, lach, l'cha, to you, or according to Abaye, we say that you don't need any of this because being mivatel to any one of them is sufficient anyway. All we have to do is mivatel to one of the people of the Erev, and that works on behalf of the whole entire group. Okay. Echot shle Erev. Now we're going to elaborate on the Baisa. We quoted 7 Pesachim in the Baisa, so we go through the 7 Pesachim and explain what the Chiddush each one is. Gemara goes rather quickly. Echot shle Erev, Naisim Rishus Lechot shle Erev. One person who didn't make an Erev, he didn't join the Erev, he's giving up his trust to another one who made an Erev, which basically means that there's 2 people, there were 3 people at minimum in the Chatzar, 2 made an Erev, 1 didn't, the one who didn't is now being Vatar Shus to the ones who made an Erev. Abaye, this is the Chazar we had before, Abaye is going to say, they're both still alive, and being Vatar Shus to one of them is sufficient, Abaye Disei, the Kamash Malan, they took Vatar Shus Kabachad, Abaye will say the case where both of the members of the Erev are alive, and the Chiddush Kufa, this first line of the Baisa is, a Chiddush to his sad, that you don't have to be Vatar Shus to each and every person of the Erev, and La Rabba, Tavu Meis, according to Rabba, what we're going to say is that the case is where the third party was around and he died, and what's the Chiddush there? And we say in that case it works. Remember, according to Rabbi, you have to mivatel each and every one. In a case where one of them died and there's only one left, you mivatel to that one, and you say that works. What's the chiddush to that? Of course it works. Only one left. No, the chiddush is you don't say since in a case where had to be multiple people, being mivatel to one doesn't work. Maybe even when one died, being mivatel to one shouldn't work. Like gzera, kamashmo, we don't make a gzera. That is the chiddush in din number 1 according to Rabbi. According to Rabbi, each one the shita say chiddush number 2. Or case number 2 in the Braisa, and what the Chiddush is. Shnayim she'evu neisim rishus lechash le'erev. 2 people that made an Erev, they can be mevatel their rishus to the one person who didn't make an Erev. Pshita, l'chartz pasha, what's the Chiddush? Ma'adatei mekim le'erev, like to say, since this guy didn't make an Erev, he should be knas, and to have the other, and it's ironic, the 2 people that made an adjustment, we pointed out, they made the Erev, they took the effort. They can be mevatel rishus to the one person who didn't make an effort, kamash mon the yes, it still works. Now someone asked me after the shir, this morning, I think it's very shtakash, Eliezer, he asked me that we just said on Amud Beis that it doesn't pass to have 5 archim by 1. To have 5 archim by 1, that doesn't pass. That's what we just said when we quoted the Gemara, that the reason why, when the 5 vatel to 1, they still can't carry from that guy's house, the one, that one, to the chatzar, they can only carry in the chatzar, but not from that guy's house to the chatzar, because 5 can't really be a full-fledged guest by 1. So the question is, where do you draw the line? I mean, the basic level, the first level of the question is, where did you draw the line? Five can't be a guess by one, but two could be a guess by one. Here we have two as a guess by one. That seems to be okay. Where did you draw the line? Number one, I mean, that's really, I'll leave the question at that. It's really, there's more to the question based on how you approach it. But the basic question is, our Gemara seems to be okay with people, multiple people being mevatu shas to one. Where would you draw the line? 5 to 1 we said was no good. And here we're saying at least 2 to 1 is good. And we'll have to keep that in mind throughout the Gemara if there's any rise to even more than that, more than 2 to 1 being good. Because where do you draw the line to say what's okay and what's not considered okay? Fine. I don't have an answer.
But there's no
Eirv here. The lumdus you were telling me was that when the recipient made an Eirv, that creates more of a chashivas. Over here, it's the people who made the Eirv be mevat to the guy who didn't make an Eirv. So your logic certainly wouldn't. Right. Wouldn't help over here. So I think I voiced noted back to you that the kasha is still, the shiloh is still better than our resolutions. Fine. So we'll keep in mind as we go through the amud. Ushnayim shle irvu neisim shus l'shayim shirvu. 2 people that did not make an eruv, they can give a shus to 2 people that made an eruv. So here's where your logic would over here that would be beneficial. But okay, what's the case? L'rabbatana seif l'gulim reisha. The chiddush according to Rabbi is it's the safe for this case is megal the reisha. Meaning this is what Rabbi Borda's point that what you need him mivatul to every single one. So it says l'shnayim, you have to mivatul to the 2. You need mivatul to each and every person of the eruv. That's what we said. That's what we taught this case the safe to megal even the reisha. You're talking about a case where the other guy must have died because you have to mivatul to everyone. La'baye shnayim shnei eruv it's chalei. The chiddush is in the case you have 2 people that didn't make an eruv. What's the chiddush? Saga de chamina. The chiddush is. I would have thought, I mean, Ligzer, Dilma Aslavut Levatulu, I would have thought that you should say 2 people should not be able to. 2 people should not be able to relinquish their rights because others may come to relinquish to them, and those 2 people are not joined in an Erev, and therefore that should be a problem. Kamashman, we're not concerned as long as it's done in a fashion that works right now. Even if the opposite direction wouldn't work, it doesn't bother us. We said in the 4th Pesach Lebraisa, if the 2 people that did not join an Erev are mevatel just to the single person who didn't make an Erev, Lamli, what's this Chiddush Chayra? What's the difference if it's 2 people that made an Erev, I'm about to the guy who didn't make an Erev? Why should 2 people who didn't make an Erev not be about the guy who didn't make an Erev? What's the Chiddush there? If I care, before we said the Chiddush was, you would have thought those 2 guys made an Erev, this guy didn't. We don't have that over here. What's the Chiddush? Ma'at the Tema? Hani mi lehechad mutasin Erev mutasin le'erev. I would have thought that maybe, you know, at least some made an Erev. Some of them made an Erev, so we see this Chatzar was not totally negligent with regards to Erev, and therefore we allow Bittul Rishos, even though the ultimate person that's going to benefit, the one who's going to be the big balabas, so to speak, is the one who didn't make an Erev. Okay, it could still work, at least when some people made an Erev, at least so Erev is happening in this Chatzar. But maybe when nobody made an Erev, even though the 2 people didn't make an Erev, then Mevat Rishos to the 1 person to make an Erev, so no one made an Erev, maybe that doesn't work. Bechlal, says the Gemara, Al Hecha the Kul Na Ervu, Liknesinu Kadesh Latishkach. Tishtakach, Teres Erev, we should knas them that they shouldn't forget Erev from this Chatzar. We don't make such a knas, we don't make such a penalty. This is a common theme, by the way. I mean, there's more keeps having half minutes making zeros, but we see the ultimate, we seem to take the more lenient approach. This goes back to the idea we have throughout the Perek, running with the dwelling with the guy, where the Rabbanan, at the end of the day, it's like Zinder Rabbanan. At the end of the day, this Din of not carrying the Chatzar, it's based on Deraisa. It relates to Aitzah, which is Deraisa. Again, it could be a Malach Geruah, but it relates to Malach Deraisa, but the notion of carrying the Chatzar itself is really only a and therefore it seems to be the ultimate chiddush typically is, the ultimate outcome typically for the most part is that we do not end up with the more stringent approach, we end up taking the more lenient approach. There could be havdinis that we would have, but the kamashman typically ends up being that it's okay, we're not makbid on these at least in most scenarios. Okay. As long as they end up with some sort of eitzah that works. Aval, ein echad she'irev, neisim reshusay, echad she'irev. A person who didn't make an eruv cannot give reshus to another person who didn't make an eruv, because that means essentially there's more people there and there's no eruv. La'abaya tana seif l'gulim reisha, koi da'abaya, the seif is being taught to Megala, the case from earlier. The rabba, aydi tana reisha, tana seif, koi rabba sakin no chiddushir. Rabba is no chiddushir, but because we taught earlier, case of someone who failed to join, so we took over this case as well, and that's the baisa, but this taka, koi rabba, we don't have a chiddush in this 5th case. Remember, this is the case that we brought, if you remember, the 5th case was the case that we tried to bring as a raya after Rabbah said the case of the Reisha is where someone died, so he said the 5th case L'chaira is clearly the case where the guy didn't die. Now, that's the whole problem of the 5th case. So L'chaira it's a raya that we're not talking about a case where the guy died. So Abaye is going to tell you that's it. this case is being megala on the first case that the guy didn't die. That's how Abaye learned the chiddush of the fifth case is to be megala on the first case. And Rabbi didn't learn that way. Rabbi said, "Hakadis, each case can be separate." Rabbi has to say, "I did Tanurisha because he taught a similar type of case to Meisha. We taught us that case the sefer, but the nuances are not the same. One, the case to Meisha, the guy died. Case to sefer, the guy didn't die. And furthermore, comes that the case to sefer is not Meisha chiddush. There's no major chiddush case to sefer, but I did Tanah a similar case to Meisha. We taught a parallel case for symmetry purposes in the sefer. Okay, case number six. Ein shnayim she'irvu naisim shusan the shnayim shnayirvu. Two people that made an erev cannot be involved in the shus. Two people didn't make an erev because two people didn't make an erev cannot accept two people didn't make an erev. They have no adjustment. They have no solution between the two of them yet, and therefore they can't accept the shus from others. Asulam in the chiddush is pretty clear. This idea, well, of course, it's not effective. What's the chiddush? It's tzricha to butle chad minay lechavrei. So this is mamish kmiyak the gemara we had earlier on Amud Beis of the Samach Tasman Beis, where the gemara we have a problem with the sixth case, and we have almost identical problem with the seventh case. So the sixth case, the chiddush is going to say is where one of the guys went and in turn was mevatel his possession to the other one. So you tack it down to one now. To butle chad minay lechavrei. Mount him and lishri lay. It should become mutter. Kamashmon. It doesn't work. Even the bein to butle lavishirusei b'chatzer. Since at the time where the other members of the chutz were vatal to these two, none of the two had rights now. So when one goes vatal, whatever he has, the other one, when none of them had full rights, being vatal, the other one doesn't help either. And therefore, it doesn't work. So Mar says still, but the seventh case seems to be reiterating the same thing even a third time. Two people that did not make an erev. Can't be vatal, just two people that didn't make an erev. Ah, su lamali. What's the chiddush of this last final case? Leitzricha darmi kni amanas lahaknais. Again, like we said for the end of our Mishnah, we said kni amanas lahaknais. Where it was Taka told to Reuven. Let's say that's the example we gave before. The other members that mevatel to Reuven and Shimon, and they told when they mevatel Reuven, they give it to Reuven. They told Reuven amanas that you can subsequently give it to Shimon. Why didn't all give it to Shimon at once? Kashav ma'isa. But they gave it to Reuven amanas. He gives it to Shimon, and still that's not going to be good. So the mefarshim medayik amanas he gives it to Shimon is no good. But if they make him a shliach to give it to Shimon. Very small nuance. If they give it to him conditional, he should give it to them, pass it on further, that doesn't work. But if they give it to him, but there are shlichas, then he should give it to others, to the last person. So let's say, we'll go talk about cases, four members of the chatzar, none of them made an erev. Two of them were mevatel to two of them. Two of them were mevatel, we're not going to give them names even, they were mevatel to Reuven and Shimon, but they mevatel to Reuven and Shimon and told Reuven, Almanas, you give it to Shimon, so ultimately Shimon's going to be the one to end up with everything. Almanas doesn't work, but they said to Shimon, the portion we give it to you, b'shlichas, the gift to Shimon, they tell that to Reuven, that would work. The Masifta brings for Taras Mordechai, that's this deek that we just spoke out, in our Gemara, the shlichas would work. We kind of addressed it earlier, on top of Daman as well, that when we focus on the Mishnah, same idea, that seems like that Almanas doesn't work, but shlichas would perhaps work. So the And they bring a diak from the Ritva, I believe, that says the same idea, that shlichus itself, direct shlichus would work for this bittel. So you mean mevatel through a shlich, and that would work. Now the idea of shlichus, the bittel of Eirtaka, works pashtas through hefker. It's a form of hefker, mafkushas to others. So the Taras Mordechai asks, again, this brought down in the Masifta Gemara, in the Masifta, not in the regular, in the Farsha part, in the Ali B'Hilchos part, by the Halacha component. So Taras Mordechai asks that the Ran, by Bittel Chametz, the Ran says that we know Bittel Chametz the works B'Teres Hefker, and therefore, the Ran says that since it works B'Teres Hefker, a person cannot be a Vatel Chametz Aide Shliach, because Shlichus doesn't work for Bittel when it works Aide Hefker. That is the Ran by Hilchos Chametz. As Taras Mordechai, so over here in our case, we just did the mechanics that through, we made a diak that through Shlichus, if you're making a Shliach for Reuven to give it over to Shimon, on a bittel, which is, we're saying is pashtas a hefker, it does work. So why does it work here and it doesn't work over there? So we spoke out this morning before we get to Taras Mordechai's answer. We spoke and none of them agrees to the run that there's a problem by chametz to work that way. So if you don't agree to the run, the kash doesn't start. Our gemara is fine. But according to the run, if you go to the other run, how are you going to learn in our sugya? Again, you can say the run does all the dik in our gemara. That could be another simple answer as well. But Taras Mordechai gives a geshmak achilik, gives more of a lamdish achilik. Not to say that the run doesn't hold our sugya or our sugya doesn't hold the run. You can say that the two sugyas are not astira. Why? Because by chametz you're being mevatlet a real hefker. You'd be mevatel to anyone. Anyone wants to come and take it. That's the idea of bittel. It's Afrodama, whoever wants to come to take it. Over here, you're not being mevatel to anyone. You have five members or four members in the chutzner. In our case, we had four members. Four of them, none of them made an Erev. Two are being mevatel to the other two, but not really to the other two. They're being mevatel to the other two, but one of the other two is supposed to be a shliach to give to the remaining guy. So they're all being mevatel to people within one chatzer. That's much different. That's not a classic hefker. It's a much more specific hefker. And therefore, just because it doesn't work by chametz, by Pesach, doesn't mean it wouldn't work over here. That's the chilek. Again, why is it mechalek? You have to spell it out a little more. But the idea is that it's not a classic hefker. You're not being mafker to the velt. Where you're saying that a hefker to the velt, like the shlichas, doesn't work. Over here, it's you're giving it over directly. It's among four people, and they're just transferring from amongst the four. They're each being mafker their rights in order that the fourth person who already is a Baal Basir should be able to grab it all. That works, even though elsewhere it wouldn't work. That is the answer of the Teres Mordechai. Okay, says the Marvaiter.
Just to reconfirm something we mentioned.
Zok the Marvaiter. Vein shnayim shlei irvu, shnayim irvu. We said in the Braisa, no, sorry, we did that already. We finished it, right? Baimine Rava Mernachman. Baimine Rava Nachman, last line of the page, Rava asked for Rav Nachman, Yerush Maoshi Vat Rosh. This is going to be the second child of the Daf. This, of course, is going to take us from Amud Beis. Amud Beis goes much faster than Amud Aleph. A Yerush could he be mevatur the rishus of his father? So here's what we discussed. We reference this Rashi. Look at the jump to the Baim Rashi on the page. We're talking about a case where the father did not join into an Erev. The father, look at the last Rashi of the page. Yerush Shashakach Aviv La'erev. Umeis Shabbos, the father, right? Could be the father's stock wasn't well. He was already in not a good frame of mind right before Shabbos. He died on Shabbos. Wasn't part of the Erev. And he wasn't about to Rishos. Now the Shailos, could the son on Shabbos be Mevat Rishos? He inherits on Shabbos. Can be Mevat Rishos on Shabbos to allow the other people to carry or not? What's the Nidin? We'll see it on the base in a second, but let's not turn it yet. The Marzin explained the Nidin is what we just spoke out to Liza's point that do we say that since the son couldn't be part of the Erev before Shabbos because he wasn't an owner, therefore he can't do Bittel on Shabbos? Or do we say no? Even though he couldn't be part of the Erev before Shabbos, right now he owns it, right now he could do Bittel. That is the Shaila. But Taish just elaborates further Mashi, it's glad to see the beginning of Taish's side because this did come up after the share as well this morning, that Yerush Mashi Vato Bishloi Irev Ha'av Mairi, because the Bishloi Kutch Jesus backs up Rashi. We're talking about my father didn't make Irev, Dim Irev, because the father made an Irev, that's the Klal. Hatan and the Kaman, Echem Ne Chatzer, Shemes Venech Rushusle, Lechem and Ashok, Meshachacha, Eni Yaser. It's going to be really black and white Gemara on Bays. The Gemara is going to say in a strong Lashon that an Irev that was good when Shabbat started remains good. Unless you do something specifically to mess it up, one of the people dying is not going to be enough to mess it up. It's going to be clear in the Gemara on Bays. So we're talking about a case where the father did not join at the Irev, because had the father joined the Irev, then it would have been fine regardless. So that's our case. The father didn't join the Erev, he died, and now the son wants to be about to show to the helper now. Top of a maze. Says Gemara, Hey Khadibai Lurvi Masmo Matsmariv Bittul Nami Matsavatal. Do I say only when he was able to join the Erev on Erev Shabbos? That's when he's able to also do the Bittul. However, this Yerush, since he couldn't make an Erev on Erev Shabbos, he wouldn't be able to make an Erev, and therefore he can't make a Bittul either now on Shabbos. A Yerush is a Karidavua. He's like an extension of the father. This is an interesting Shabbat. It comes up many times in Shas. It comes up in many different ideas. A Yerush is a son, is a Karidavua. The Gemara discusses it, Lagabi, whether a Yerush can be to do Tamura on father's carbon, whether a Yerush could do a Yerush Mamer, a Yerush could do Smicha on his father's carbon. The Mara discusses, but the Lashon comes up over there. The classic nafkamina, whether Yerush is a Kar Davu or not, is actually in Chayshim Mishpat, is Lagabe Gezel. Let's say the father, and this is not a Geshmaka case, but let's say the father stole something, let's say it's by mistake, he doesn't even know about it, let's just say. The bottom line is a person's Kainu Gzela with Yish and Shinu Rishus. You need to be a different Rishus. If Bra's Kar Davua, then when the Yarsh is for the father, it won't be a Shina Rishus, so he still doesn't have kinyan of the possession. If however he's considered like a separate person, then there would be kinyan of the possession. The Nusach of Bar Kari Devu is also brought, Lagabi, the idea of fasting on the yahrzeit of one's parent, because his child is a Kari, and again, Lashon here, specifically his son is Kari Devu, will her apply in general. I think that's also actually, now that I think about it, a separate conversation, but let's at least focus on a son from a father, of Bar Kari Devu, and that would be the idea of fasting on the yahrzeit, because the Chilik of himself had been nifter on that day, Bar Kari Devu, that's part of the idea of fasting on the yahrzeit, and last relevant, I mean, this could be more, but one other place where it's semi-relevant, but we kind of deflected this morning in the share, we said it's not really connected, it's really more of a braver shayla, is the famous shayla when a person dies, are his children considered like lakuchas, or they consider like yarshim? Again, the nafkamina is every 50 years, they have to re-divide the estate, or once they divide the estate, it remains divided forever. If they're like yarshim, so this everyone got what they're supposed to get, which is really a braverdic idea, everyone got what's supposed to get, they remain yarshim forever. If like lakuchas, then they have to re-divide it at the end of 50 years. So, brakar davu would certainly fit better with the idea of, go the other way, the idea of brera, that each one got what they're supposed to get, coupled with the idea of brakar davu, fits very well, saying that you wouldn't say brakar davu, if you're calling them lakuchas, it would be more less geschmack to call him Brakardevua, but again, that's primarily Shiloh Brera, really, not so much Kardevua, but you could perhaps make a connection. Anyway, so our Shiloh here is like this. Do we say the son could not be Ma'ar before Shabbos, therefore he can't be Vatal on Shabbos? Or do we say Brakardevua, he takes the place of his father, and he could guess be Vatal on Shabbos? That is the Gemara Shiloh. Amalei, Rav Nachman said back to, I forgot who asked Shiloh, who was it, Rabba? Yes, Rava. Rava asked Rav Nachman, so Rav Nachman said back to Rava, Ani Aimer Mevatal, Vahani Debe Shmuel, Ani Aimer Vatal. It's a Machlaikis. I say the yes. The child inherits and he came about to Rishus. Whereas the Talmid Mishmuel say, the Talmid of the Beis Medrash Shmuel, they say that no, that the child cannot be Mevatel. So Eitzvei, the Gemara is going to ask a few questions on Rav Nachman. We're not going to see them all on this Amud, even the third question where he starts at the bottom of the Amud. We're going to see at least the first two questions on on Rav Nachman. Question number one. We'll go through quickly. Zeklal. Kol shabbat l'mitzvah Shabbos, whatever is mutter for part of first part of Shabbos, hutl chol Shabbos. That's what we just kind of referred to on Amud Aleph. Whatever was mutter for the first part of Shabbos, chutz that's permitted when the Shabbos started, is mutter for the whole Shabbos. Kol shabbat l'mitzvah Shabbos, whatever is usher for the whole Shabbos, is nesl l'chol Shabbos, chutz mevat v'shus, except for a bit of v'shus. So, there's actually five statements here. You see what I mean in a second. Statement number one was, whatever is mutter for part of Shabbos is mutter for the whole Shabbos. Statement number two is, whatever is usher for part of Shabbos is usher for the whole Shabbos. And then chutz mevat v'shus is statement number three, except for mitzvah v'shus, which has a separate criteria that you don't say is usher for the whole Shabbos. But before you get to explaining those three, there's also a zeklal. The bright side of zeklal, whenever it says zeklal, zeklal is lasuye something. So statement number one and statement number two, each are coming to lasuye something else besides for the actual din. So it's really two dinim of mutter, two dinim of aser, and one din of chutzavat v'shus. Let's, before we get to the part of the meaning for the raya, which is the kasha against Rav Nachman, from the chutzavat v'shus, we go to explain the first and second parts of the braisa, what the chiddush, what the double level chiddush is in both. Let's see. Kol shetem mitzvah Shabbos, mutter l'chol Shabbos, kigoyin erev derech Pesach. That which is mutter, which Shabbos starts mutter v'chol Shabbos. Let's see, have an example of two people in chatzeres. We had this earlier, a couple bought back, two people in chatzeres side by side. And they have a door in between. We said those guys are golden, they have the best option. They could join an erev, or they could be separate. But when they're separate, they're ma'arvin v'le'esrin. They don't ask for each other because they're separate chaseris. They can stay separate and they don't ask for each other. But if they choose to join into one erev, they could join in one erev and carry from one to the other. And what happened? They had a Pesach between them, v'nisim Pesach. And the Pesach became sealed during Shabbos. Now you can say this can make an issue with them being able to carry even within their own chaseris because they were one big erev, one big chaser, and now they split in the middle. Similarly, erev der chalayim, v'nisim chalayim, or that erev, instead of a doorway, there's a window, there's a chalayim, and the chalayim became sealed. Either way, that would be, as far, it would be sad to say it's no good. Kamash will say, if it was mutter when Shabbos started, it remains mutter. Zeklal lasuyim lasuye. What's the zeklal come to? What's the extra element from zeklal lasuyim mavi shenil kareis v'alachiyav? That's coming to say a big kiddush. If you have a mavi which when Shabbos started had the lechis and the kairos, this should be a little reminder to. Seems like a long time ago we had it. We touched on these ideas more recently in the past 20 bat by two batim and two sides of Shabbos. You put according to Rabbi Yehuda lechim mikan or kair mikan, which is good enough. But in general, of course, we focused at length on lechis and kairos early in the mesecta. We have a mavi, you need to make lechi and kairos. Let's say you had them and they were taken away during Shabbos. As long as they did when Shabbos started, that's sufficient. That's the zeklal. That's the inclusion of zeklal. That's the double din. That's the second chiddush of the heter. Now, tzadisser. Kol shenesla mukta Shabbos, nesla chol Shabbos kula. What's that? Kol shtei batim, b'shtei sidr shus rabim. Two houses, two sidr shus rabim. Case I actually just referred to. Two houses, two sidr shus rabim. V'kifim nachim mechitz b'shabbos. We actually just had this case 3 bar ago. If Nachim built up a wall, and so you have two houses, two sides of Rishus Rabim. You have two houses, and Rishus Rabim going in between them. And then Nachim, so on two sides, is covered by the batim. But the Rishus Rabim goes in between. Nachim built up a wall, and they made it like a chutzer in between two houses. So the bottom line is, even though the Mechitza built a Goyim on Shabbos, and Mechitza even built the Isser on Shabbos, called the Mechitza, certainly we spoke out, that was Rashi's Lashon 3 bar back, and Samach Zayin. Mechitza that's built by the Goyim, Kolshkein, is called the Mechitza, because it was not time called the Isser. And Mechitza built by the Goyim is called the Mechitza, yet still they won't be able to carry. Why? Because the Mechitza, you never had a Heter before Shabbos, it wasn't considered Chatz before Shabbos, you never had a Heter, and even on Shabbos, the two people can't carry because none of them, there's two together. Had it been one, could be a different story, but it's two together, and therefore, there's no ma'ila of having the status of a chatzar. Zeklal lasuyim mai. What does Zeklal come to include? Lasuyim meis nachim b'shabbos. Zeklal comes to include in a case we have a chatzar where a guy died on Shabbos. Meaning, Shabbos started, there was a guy. We know when the guy is involved, you have to make some sort of adjustment. Yeah, guy cannot, you can't do Erev, can't do Bittel. What do you have to do by guy? You have to do Schiris. If you didn't do before Shabbos, Zeklal says if the guy died on Shabbos, it doesn't help. It still remains a problem. Okay, uktanin. Here's the part that we need for our kasha of Nachman. Uktanin chutz a long discussion of Braisa to get to our kasha. Uktanin chutz mevata rishus. It says except for the case of bitter rishus, a chutzir where we're saying legabe bitter rishus. You in Yerush Lai. L'chayr, the Bryce is saying that he can be Vatar Jesus, but L'chayr, the Yerush cannot. L'chayr, it's a riot to the Talmidim of Shmuel, a riot against Rav Nachman. Answers the Gemara, no. Aim a chutz mitayras bitl rishus. L'chayr, very simple diak. L'chayr, the Mishnah didn't really say, the Bryce didn't even say that he can be doing Vatar Jesus and not as Yerush. It just said chutz mitayras rishus, and they were attacking deflecting that therefore it could feel like Rav Nachman too. Bitl rishus is an exclusion. That's a way to create heter on Shabbos. Sai the guy himself. Sai is Yerush. His Yerush also is an excuse. His Yerush also can make bitl rishus, meaning you have no clear indication that it's Dafka, the guy himself, not his child, even as Yerush, or as I keep saying his child, not his child, even as Yerush, whoever the Yerush is, can also bit the Rishos. We have no Raya against Rav Nachman. Let's quickly see this. The second Raya. Esvei, the Mor asked another Kash from the Braisa. Echem Nei Chatzer, Shemes, Venich, Rishusai, Lechem Nashuk. If one of the people of the Chatzer die and leave over his Rishus to one of the people in the Chatzer. So, in the shuk. So one of the people in the chutzah died, and he had stipulated that he's giving over his property, his rights, to someone from the marketplace. If he died while still day before Shabbos, then it's usher, because the guy inherited, didn't join the Erev, so he creates a problem. Because it doesn't belong to the guy who's dead now, it belongs to the guy from the shuk. But if he died after Shabbos, after dark, then he doesn't ask the chutzah. Now, if one of the people from the marketplace died, and he gave up his rights to one of the people of the chutzer, if he died while it was still day, before Shabbos began, then it doesn't aser. But if he died while it got dark, then he does aser. Now, my aser, nevatel, why does this guy inherit? Why does he aser? Why does he aser? L'chari, let him be mevatel. If bitl works, even for a yerush, let him be mevatel. So l'chari, it's a kasha, again, our nachma, a very basic question. This guy's yarshining from this other guy from the shuk, and he's asering it on the other people because he's not part of their chutzer. L'chari, let him just be mevatel it. L'chari, it's right to tami de b'shmul, that bitl doesn't work. Says Gemara, my aser, nami tani achi vatel. It means it's aser till he makes an adjustment. What's up with the adjustment? In this case, the adjustment would be bittul. He could do bittul on Shabbos. According to Rav Nachman, he'll teach that it means, again, it's not so geschmack. It sounds, usher sounds like finite. Nah, it's not finite. It's usher till you do bittul. Once you do bittul, then it's going to be okay. We'll stop over here. We'll pick it up in the middle. We'll have to go over again. This machlekes, Rav Nachman, and the Talmid Shmuel, because we're going to make further rayas going into tomorrow's daf. Have a wonderful evening.